This is Robert Gerke from the Salt Lake Tribune, and you're listening to K-Talk AM 630, Red Meat Radio, your source for the news once all the newspapers go out of business.
I love that bumper. That was Salt Lake Tribune writer Robert Gerke acknowledging the dinosaur that he is riding, the daily papers, pointing to the emerging power of Red Meat Radio.
We haven't had Gerke the Turkey on lately.
We haven't. In fact, you know, he abandoned his blog. He used to blog about us all the time, and you know,
I don't know if he even listens regularly to Saturday. I think he was assigned to listen to us.
It was kind of a sentence, I think, for him. I mean, it's hard for him to hear the truth. I mean, he'd like to construct it as he imagines it. So it's a tough gig.
You know, speaking of the truth, we have one of our regular callers on, Oak Norton from Highland, a guy who has really set the bar for holding education accountable, whether it's getting rid of fuzzy math or whether it's pointing out when they're teaching that we have a democracy in this country rather than a republic. I mean, Alpine School District has been at the forte of both of those misguided efforts, and Oak Norton has held their feet to the fire. Welcome, Oak. We understand that you've discovered something else that is very chilling.
Well, thanks for having me on. I didn't discover it. There's and this may shock Alpine that I wasn't, you know, just looking for every little thing wrong with their district. For some time we've tried to discuss with them that our country is a republic and not a democracy, and we've met with resistance from the board and administration. And about a week ago, I got a phone call from an individual that lives in Highland, in Alpine, and it was a lady that had been had moved here from California to kind of escape some of the madness that was going on in California, thinking she was coming to Zion, and she wound up in Alpine School District, and has kind of wondered what happened to her lofty desire of coming to Zion. When she saw Alpine's motto, she had gone into, it's kind of a long story, but the short of it is her sixth grader was being taught in class by the teacher that we lived in a democracy, and her sixth grader actually had the sense and the knowledge to raise her hand and say, no, we don't, we live in a republic. And the teacher argued with this child in class, which just, you know, when the child got home and the mom found out, she was so upset, she went down to Alpine School District to actually withdraw her child from the public school system. While she was there, she saw emblazoned across the Teacher Development Center in huge block letters, "Enculturating the young into a social and political democracy."
Wow.
And she was so offended at this sign that she took pictures of it. She went home and she started to email people out, hey, did you know what's in Alpine? And she went on their website, and from Alpine School District's home page, you could click into their mission statement page to read about their mission statement, what they were trying to accomplish with their mission statement. And there was a link on the left-hand side of the page that said, America, Republic or Democracy. And when you click that link, you're taken to an external website to a gentleman named William Myers. And I should just tell your listeners, if any are out there trying to go to this website right now, Alpine pulled the link this week because her email was making the rounds. It eventually, well, about a week ago, it got to me what was going on, and we took pictures of everything, and we've got it up on our website, utahsrepublic.org. So if you go out there, you'll be able to see all of the information on this.
This is shocking stuff.
Here's where it gets really shocking. The article that they were using to bolster their position is written by a gentleman in California who's a member of the Green Party, and you go to his website, and the page they linked to has
Alpine School District linked to.
Alpine School District educators linked to this page, which says, and I quote, "The causes of the American Revolution were many, but for the moneyed class, there were three principal aims. They sought self-government, that is, they sought to rule the colonies themselves to further their own interests. They sought to protect the institution of slavery, which had been endangered in a certain case here, and land speculators like George Washington sought to seize more Native American Indian land, which the British had outlawed. But to win the American Revolution, this predatory elite needed help. Their own rhetoric about freedom and equality led to widespread demand for the right to vote, universal suffrage. In other words, the people began demanding democracy. And so from this page, which not only is offensive all by itself, for a host of reasons, you click just a couple more clicks, and you're into this individual's issues page and his publishing company, and you find out that he is in favor of limiting American families to two children. He's in favor of, you know, the whole homosexual movement. He is in favor of abortion to term. And you find out that he has published his own book called Vampires or Gods. And we have the images up at utahsrepublic.org. You'd be just shocked, because he makes the case that Jesus Christ was a vampire because he ate flesh and drank blood, was killed, and came back to life.
My goodness.
They didn't vet this guy at all. They have an agenda.
Well, maybe they did. How do you know?
Well,
maybe they liked it.
I should not have said that. You're right. They may have actually said, we agree with this guy's positions. I don't know that for a fact. It just shocked us to the core to see that they would link to something like this. And if you go to their mission statement page, what you find on there is nothing about education. They actually changed their mission statement a little while ago from the enculturating phrase to say, educating all students to ensure the future of our democracy. So they softened it a little bit. Instead of saying, we're indoctrinating your kids into a social and political democracy, now we're just educating all students to ensure that we have a democracy.
Oh, have you had an opportunity to talk to any officials from the Alpine School District to ask them, what were you thinking? I mean, has anyone given you a reasonable answer for why that page would have been linked on their homepage?
What I've done, we did have the other day, I know some of the administrators and board members came up and met with a few of the legislators, and I'm not sure all the details of whatever that entailed, but I have filed a GRAMMA request with the district to get to the bottom of this. There were about 17 or 18 points that I put on there specifically asking, you know, when did the link go up? They took it down this past week on the 16th. What was the process to vet this? What's the normal path for somebody to post something on your web page? So we're going to get to the bottom of it eventually. And you know, if people go out to utahsrepublic.org and they sign the petition there, they'll get on the email list so they can get these updates about what's going on. But the short of it is, people need to express their outrage to their elected officials, especially the Alpine School Board. If people don't say anything, the board continues to promote this. They think that those at the district who believe that we are not a republic, that believe that we're a democracy, they'll just keep right on pushing this at our kids until, indeed, we will have a democracy. And we will have a change of government, and it won't be a favorable one.
Okay, I'm going to look at the glass half full and say, well, at least they don't have a picture of Che on their website. If they had a picture of Che, then yeah, that'd be bad. But this is I'll post that Utah's Republic link on our blog and on our website, so that way people can go to it and sign the petition, and we can get that out there as well.
That'd be great.
You know, I know you have a long history battling just principled, logical issues with the Alpine School District, but I have to also my perspective or my memory of the Alpine School District was when I was a member of the Education Committee, and at the time, the only way to get permission to charter a charter school in the state of Utah was through the local school districts, which made a lot of sense. You have duly elected board members who could scrutinize this. The Alpine School Board came to the Education Committee and announced to the House or the Joint Education, I think it was an interim committee, said, we are no longer going to approve another charter school in our district. It is over. We're not doing it. We're philosophically opposed to this delivery of education, and we're done. And there was born the State Charter School Board. So for any district out there who feels that the State Charter School Board you can still actually charter through your district, but we've also created a State Charter School Board really in reaction to the I thought, almost illegal sentiment expressed by the Alpine School District.
They just wanted to be belligerent and stand in the way and not allow people to flee from their schools that were teaching fuzzy math.
Yeah. Alpine School District contains more charter schools per capita than any other school district in the state. And I know there's a Senate Bill 55 that's being pushed right now that would allow higher education institutions to start charter schools, and I've wrestled with that a little bit, but I think I'm in favor of it, because then you could actually have a math department charter a school and take the bull by the horns and say, we're going to actually, you know, really teach math here. Maybe we can get Singapore math taught in some more schools in Utah and advance that. But
I'm the House sponsor of that bill. It's a good bill, worthy of your support.
Well, I just gave you my endorsement, Greg. Now, Greg, I have to put you on the spot for just a second.
Uh-oh.
I've brought up the Utah's Republic, and I've noticed that your name is noticeably absent.
This is a sin of omission.
Okay, listen to this excuse.
Yeah, this is a sin of omission.
This is his typical excuse.
I'm going to do it. Last time you were on the program, you got after us because we didn't have your site linked on our blog. Producer Aaron, are we putting it on the blog?
Yes.
Okay. And I will go on it, and I will sign it. I will not be conspicuously absent after today, sir. I promise you.
Okay. I'm holding you to
guilt
that.
Guilt works very well for this lower house member.
It does. I'm sorry, but it's true. It's nothing. It's never been premeditated. It's been my lack. I only deal with the things that are right in front of me, like this microphone. It's in front of my face. That's why I'm talking. That's all I do.
Yeah, you ought to be around on Thursday and Friday for show prep. This guy is nowhere to be found.
Thanks.
But he shows up at 7:30, and he's here to be on the air.
Yeah.
To be the star.
Hey, that's
to be
not
the
true.
Talent.
Hey, listen, I put together guests on the show. I've worked very hard on
there
that.
There have been one or two times when you have.
Yeah, I've done that more than one or two
Good
times.
Good for you.
Oak, you've been listening to Oak Norton, a citizen patriot, a person who has led the charge on many issues here in the state of Utah and in public education and other issues.
You know, Oak, I want to tell you and the listeners about two math experiences I had this week, which were just amazing. I was asked to come down to BYU, which hosted the statewide recognition of students, junior high students typically, and some elementary students who took this international test of math competency. And these were the kids who scored high on that test. There must have been 400 of them in the room or so. And I got a chance to speak to them for 5 minutes. And I talked to them about the fact that math pays. If you want to make sure that your family is taken care of, get a degree that requires math competency and get 4 years of math in high school. Get serious instruction and competency in math in junior high and middle school. Or in elementary school as well. And as I told them the difference in earning potential between graduates of college who have math-related degrees, such as science, technology, engineering, and math, they were starting to get it. And one of the students that I was sitting next to before I spoke, I asked him, so you're good at math, right? He said, yeah. I said, do you like math? He said, he hesitated first. He said, no. And when I sat down after telling him if he gets a degree, a college degree that requires a lot of math, that he's going to be making twice as much in his lifetime as somebody who doesn't, when I sat down, he tapped me on the shoulder and said, I like math. He changed. In 5 minutes, he changed from not liking math to liking math. And we just have to make people aware that their lives will be changed dramatically if they are math competent.
Yeah. You know, the kids today that are dealing with the fuzzy math issues in the schools, they don't like math because it's presented in haphazard methods. It's, we're going to introduce you to a topic, and then we'll come back to it later. And so there's no sense of, hey, I'm going to master this topic, whereas Singapore math says, instead of covering so many topics this year, like 70 or 80, like the state standards, you know, kind of favor such a high number of things to cover, Singapore has 15 or 20 things you cover every year, and you do it to mastery. So you don't introduce a topic unless you're going to master it. And then the kids get a sense of accomplishment. They go, hey, I get that. I've finally mastered it. It took me 8 days, but I got it down. And now they go on to the next topic and the next topic. And so we see by the end of sixth grade, kids in Singapore have less than a 1% failure rate to advance. They have a high-stakes test, and it's like 0.1% or something ridiculously low that don't go on to their secondary schools. And here in Utah, 20% of our high school seniors can't pass an eighth grade U-Biscuit exam for math. It's just appalling.
Well, you know, we need to go now, but I also had a chance to present to four math students at Lone Peak High School pictures of them with Eric Schmidt of Google. Thank you for joining us, Oak. We appreciate you being on today.
Thank you.